yesterday's blues, yeah. Turn the TV off, it's bad news, man. Feeling fresh like a Ziploc new man. OJ with a champagne tuna. My boss at home, it goes running through ya. Hell yeah, it's the new hallelujah. Popping like the top off a bottle and I ain't stopping, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome to the Good Morning Edition of Day Trip Destinations on this Monday, Cyber Monday.
Oh yeah, you're right.
The deals are popping.
27.
Time to get shopping.
Ooh, that was cute.
Yeah.
They pay you for that?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Sorry. So hopefully everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a little bit of time off, but we are back, if you will.
Most back in the people. Full swing of things.
Yeah, most
now
people.
Now it's just out straight until Christmas.
How many weeks? Four?
Four-ish, yeah.
Ooh, boy. That means like, what, two more paychecks? Yikes, friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving and they took some time. Hopefully they watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yes.
I watch that every year. Well, I mean, not like when it officially airs.
Right. This like, is far too early.
Yeah. But like I record that bad boy and then like.
Yeah, like at midnight you watch it.
Fast forward the commercials and like the stuff I don't care about.
Yep.
But yeah, so anyways, all good things. Our Monday edition, it's going to be a little bit of a hodgepodge today.
Okay.
I have a plethora of things to mention, so I'm just going to kind of break it all up into three segments.
Okay.
So the first thing I wanted to throw out there is, obviously today is the 27th. This Friday is the December 1st. Is that right?
Or 2nd?
No, December 1st. December 2nd is a Saturday, so I think that's this Friday. So this Friday, December 1st, at the Newport Opera House is the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Glenn Miller Orchestra.
December 1st, 7 p.m. You can buy tickets online at newportoperahouse.com. That's super fun. I mean, they are a well-renowned, world-renowned orchestra. It's exciting that they're coming to this area. Brings everyone into a little bit of holiday spirit. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that people are able to go to that and experience a little bit of that kind of... I feel like when you go to orchestras, it's a little posh, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little like, ooh, yeah. You got to like dress up a little bit.
It has that feel.
Yeah. So it's not like the opera, but it feels kind of opera-esque.
Mm-hmm. Same vibe.
I don't know why I feel that way, but it
does. No, it's true.
So they're doing some of their greatest hits, including In the Mood, which I think a lot of people know.
Mm-hmm.
Chattanooga Choo Choo, Pennsylvania 65,000. I danced to actually Pennsylvania 65,000 for a competitive dance routine. String of Pearls, Moonlight Serenade. But they're also going to be putting in some classic Christmas songs for the holiday season. So people can get a little bit more in the spirit there. That's pretty exciting. So I'm excited to see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's something that happens kind of every year. It would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
so people can kind of plan on it. There's limited seats available at this point, which is kind of good. I love when things are kind of sort of sold out in a way, you know. Tables are already sold out, so that's kind of cool because you had cafe-style tables in the front, and they have that for four people. Premium seating is $40, and then standard seating is $35. It's accessible, if you will.
Yeah.
It's not uberly expensive, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that's coming up on December 1st, which is great. Kind of looking towards next weekend. Next weekend is going to be, I'm kind of keeping it relatively Newport related right now, but Newport Twas Before Christmas, Just Before Christmas event is happening on December 9th from 4 to 7 p.m. So that is with the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce. Kids can participate by visiting Main Street businesses and collecting holiday stamps on their passport to Santa. And then with their completed passport to Santa, they can enter the Newport Opera House to meet him on stage and get a free picture taken with him. The Newport Recreation Department has their annual chili walk as well from 4 to 6 p.m. The festival will also include face painting, a bonfire with marshmallows, horse and wagon rides, crafts, and letters to Santa inside the Opera House. This year, they will also have hot chocolate, crockpot food, and a bake sale in the Opera House as well. All are welcome to participate in this fun-filled family event. The Newport Area Chamber of Commerce is honored to have this identified as one of the area's best offerings for the holiday season. So it's definitely a cool community-wide event, and they open it up to a lot of other people as well. Not just you don't have to be just from Newport to participate. A lot of people that I know love the Twas event.
Mm-hmm.
super fun and exciting. So Saturday, December 9th, mm-hmm. from 4 to 7 p.m. is the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce Twas Just Before Christmas event, which is exciting there. And don't forget, for Friday's show, we talked about the Ella Casey tribute tree lighting, which is taking place this Wednesday, the 29th, from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Depot Road building, which is going to be the chamber office eventually. So if you're interested in that and experiencing the first annual Ella Casey tree lighting, we encourage you to attend that as well. Switching gears, moving around a little bit. Santa's just doing his rounds.
He apparates and disappears and reapparates elsewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's who he is and what he does.
On Sunday, December 10th, from 3:30 to 5 p.m., Santa will be arriving via fire truck in New London. Mm. So he'll be coming down Main Street to the town green, which at this point is probably the town white. I don't know why that's so funny. But anyways, so the gazebo is... I mean, I'm not wrong.
No, you're not.
Okay. So the gazebo in New London is going to be the hub, if you will, of all of this activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be same kind of thing, hot cocoa, candy canes, Santa Claus reading. Santa is going to be reading The Night Before Christmas and candy canes, hot chocolate, and carol singers, the whole shebet, the whole bit.
The whole shebet.
That will also be the time that we will light the New London gazebo Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll be the first time that is illuminated. So that's going to happen on Sunday, December 10th.
I guess you could say that's going to be lit.
Oh, gosh, we're so great. I think on our Monday show, we should have a segment that's just dedicated to dad jokes. So, like, we should have a dad joke of the week,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, we just bring that. And then anyone who listens to the show then has a dad joke in the back of their pocket for either the rest of the day.
That's true.
Or the rest of the week.
You're
going to
be a hero
out.
When you can have that just right? readily available.
And then everyone's going to be like, how did you know that? And they're going to be like, day trip.
Like, what does a mermaid wash its fins with?
Tide.
Yep.
Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
It's not wrong.
I just found out I'm colorblind. The news came out of the orange.
Ugh.
Did you hear that laughing too loudly is illegal in Hawaii? They only permit aloha.
Wow. Where do young trees go to learn?
The forest school.
Elementary school.
I hate my job. All I do is crush cans all day. It's so depressing.
What's an astronaut's favorite part of the computer?
I don't know.
The space bar?
Mom keeps asking why I have so much candy. She doesn't know. I always have a few Twix up my sleeve.
Why are elevator jokes so classic and good? They work on many levels.
I found a wooden shoe in my toilet. It was clogged. All right, so we have the Glenn Miller Orchestra coming to the Newport Opera House on December 1st at 7 p.m.
Indeed.
We have the Newport Twas Just Before Christmas event taking place on December 9th from 4 to 7 p.m. We have Santa coming to New London on Sunday, December 10th from 3:30 to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're not from New London and or you've already seen Santa and you're okay with skipping out on that, you can do the Red Star Twirlers Return to Newport with the Magic of the Holidays.
The Red Star Twirlers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is actually something that comes back to Newport every single year.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Star Twirlers are all from, I believe, the entire Granite State. So you can find the Red Star Twirlers are one of those groups that kids all have to audition for because they twirl batons and they dance. So they do both things. And the kids are from all across the state.
Mm-hmm.
So they have open seating is $15 for adults and then $5 for kids under age 18 and seniors. Tickets can be purchased at Pedal Patch to Main Street Newport. Limited tickets will be sold at the door 30 minutes prior to the show. You can reserve your tickets at theredstars@yahoo.com to see the show. So the show happens on Sunday, December 10th at 2 p.m. at the Newport Opera House. It is not a Newport Opera House Association production. You can call 603-432-9116 for more information. But that's on December 10th as well at 2 p.m. So that's usually a really fun holiday performance. And people around here really, really love it. It's one of those things that they kind of put on their calendar year to year.
Yeah.
And then they plan to go. And then a lot of the kids have kind of been inspired by these performances. And then they kind of enroll in dance programs. So that'll be fun. The magic of the holidays. I'm thinking, I'm kind of playing around with the idea of taking my staff to New York City to see the Rockettes.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I love to see the show. I've seen it a few different times.
Do they do anything other than just the leg thing?
Yeah, they do. Yes.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
I thought it was like all they were learned.
No, they don't do a 90-minute show.
I literally thought they did.
No. Okay. So someone needs to be educated.
Apparently.
Thank you. If you watch.
I mean, I figured it was just like, it's going to be kind of boring for a while.
No. It's called a signature move, but it's one move out of many.
Oh. So do they do like choreography and stuff?
Yes.
Oh.
So if you watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade, the Rockettes have been performing in the parade since the 1950s.
Yeah.
So they always do a little signature number,
right?
Which is different every single year, and it gives you a little bit of an idea as to what they do in their actual Christmas.
I feel like they always come back to the legs, though.
They do. That's their signature move.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. Is they come back to the Batmonts.
Yeah. Do they always stand in a giant line?
Not always, but that's where they kind of lead to. Mm-hmm. So they might do it separately, they might do it in small groups, and then they'll eventually come to the one long line. That is their signature recognizable move for the Rockettes.
Right.
Anyways, so I don't know. I'm thinking about taking the staff really cool. to go to the trip. We've all seen them at some point in our lives, some of us numerous times.
Yeah.
But it's just a really fun experience. And, you know, obviously going to New York City is always just a really kind of cool.
Yeah. It sounds like it'd be more fun, especially knowing they do more than the leg thing.
Yep, I'd say so. Yeah, So the whole Christmas Spectacular is quite great. They do a wooden toy soldier piece. They have Santa that comes on the stage. They also do like a Raggedy Ann and Andy piece. They do Santa Claus comes, and they do a reindeer piece. It's cool. They do a whole bunch of holiday performances. And it's their Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah.
So it's a bunch of different things.
Are they like dancers by trade?
Yes.
Okay.
So that is what they do, tap, and they do kind of this musical theater jazz bit.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking of doing that, but kind of the Red Star Twirlers reminds me a little bit of that, just simply because it's a traveling show and they come to, you know, they do different shows across the state and, you know, they inspire kind of the next generation to enroll in classes and performance quality and all that kind of stuff. So that's a really fun performance. If anyone has the opportunity to go to the Rockette Christmas Spectacular, it's really a great time to head to New York City. It's really not that expensive. It takes a while to get there, but it's not that expensive.
New York depends on when you go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go like non like low traffic time, like you can get there in like 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
So yeah, that's pretty exciting there. There's a lot of different opportunities, obviously, to explore the city, but that's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not interested in going to one of the big cities, you can certainly do Glenn Miller Orchestra, the Newport Twas Just Before Christmas event, the L.A. Casey tree lighting this week, the New London Santa Claus coming on a fire truck and lighting the
big gazebo. What is it with Santa's like affinity with
fire trucks?
I never understood
that. I think
that.
It's more just a small town thing.
Yeah.
Like, because it's red, Santa's red, you know, usually there's a
mechanical sleigh.
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like, without it being a gigantic sleigh. So Santa arriving by fire truck is happening in New London.
Uh-huh.
So there's just a lot of opportunities for you to experience the holiday magic over the next couple of weeks for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our first segment today, and we'll come back with our next segment.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations with the Glenn Miller Orchestra in the Christmas mood with that beautiful trombone solo.
In the Christmas mood. Do you play the trombone?
I did.
Did play the trombone at one point.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the Glenn Miller Orchestra in the Christmas mood. It's a version, yeah. So if you're interested, Newport Opera House coming December 1st. So moving on to our next segment here, we've got one of our favorite folks, Harding Hill Farm. They are doing a holiday open sugar house on December 2nd and 3rd. So that's this Saturday and Sunday.
Are they? They're not sugaring, though.
No. So they have a bunch of still left over. You know what I mean? So they have things that are already bottled.
Oh,
you
I
can
see.
Still purchase things. Okay. So obviously, we talk about on the show all the time the importance of shopping local.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these places, even if they're seasonal, can still be places for you to, you know, pick up a few things for family and friends, that kind of thing.
Even some meats, perhaps?
Exactly. So they're going to have some maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have maple cream. They'll have beef, local gifts, and holiday decor. On December 2nd, which is a Saturday, they're having an outdoor pancake breakfast. So it might be a little chilly, which would be kind of fun.
Is that the first one they've done? I feel like they do those every once in a while.
They do. They do. Okay. They usually do them for Sugaring Weekend in March. But
was that long ago we talked about that already?
I know, huh? Oof. But Harding Hill Farm, obviously, is an operational year-round operation. An operational year-round operation. Ashley clearly needs more words in her vocabulary. But on Saturday only, they're doing that outdoor pancake breakfast. And then reservations are recommended. Check their website for more details. The Scott Brothers Kitchen will serve pancakes, sausage, and eggs, who are the same folks that they did this past March for their open holiday sugaring weekend.
Yep.
And they sold out, quite literally. Like, I went with my mom.
Yeah.
And they were like, Kelly was like, Ash, I'm sorry. Like, I have nothing left. And I was like, oh, my God. First of all, I'm happy for you.
Right.
Because that's awesome
that
you had so many people coming to the farm. But, like, that's a bummer. They do all sorts of different things. But you can explore their online shop. And they do shipping and local pickup as well if you have anything of interest on their online shop that you'd like to purchase. And, of course, like we mentioned all the time on the show, they have lots of different little unique gifts to gift to people during the holiday season.
I still have my maple syrup from them.
Do you? I've already used mine. It's already
I don't.
I use it for, and this is probably super New England of me, but I use it
your
as
coffee.
Yep, I use it as a coffee.
Yeah, sweetener. I just like the. It's such a nice bottle.
Yeah.
And the color, like, of the fluid inside. I guess it's maple syrup.
Yeah, that's what it's
nice.
Called. Yeah,
it's nice. So I just leave it.
So you just
it.
Use it as decoration?
That's I do.
Fine. Some people do that.
It's just really nice. And, like, they have, like, a blue, like, Lake Sunapee text on it. And it's just, like, a neat little shaped bottle. And the glass is,
You realize you can still keep the bottle even if it's empty, right?
I guess I could, like, put, like, food coloring water in there.
Mm. Yeah, you could do something with it.
Well, it's too late now. I'm sure that's old at this point.
I don't think so.
Does that expire?
I don't know. I think the shelf life is pretty long.
Yeah.
For maple syrup. Anyways, so info at HardingHillFarm.com. Obviously, HardingHillFarm.com would be where you'd find more information about their holiday open sugar house timeframes.
Mm-hmm.
It's December 2nd and 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. And then again, maple syrup, maple cream, beef, local gifts, holiday decor. And remember, their outdoor pancake breakfast, Saturday only. And reservations are recommended because, again, they will more than likely sell out.
Yeah.
So that's happening at Harding Hill Farm, December 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
Love them. Love Kelly. Love Ty. They do an awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
With what they do. They're really involved in the Sunapee community. I mean, they just do a lot of
They have a nice sugar house, too.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, that's new, isn't it?
Relatively.
For a few years, anyway. Yeah.
I want to say maybe about 5 years now.
Yeah, I was going to say, But, yeah, it looks really nice in there.
It is nice.
Yeah.
All right. And something else that's happening is... So some shops on Main Street in New London have come together and have decided to open up and stay open later, if you will, for 4 Thursdays, starting on November 30th, which is this coming Thursday.
Yep.
And then it's going to be December 7th, December 14th, and December 21st.
Okay.
So they're going to be open from 4 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really excited about all of this energy around staying open later, which is cool. Obviously, it adjusts. You know, everyone has kind of a different work schedule. If you get out of work at 5, you still have a little bit of time to go to these shops, which is cool. So they have these Thursday nights, holiday shopping and dining along Main Street in New London. So I'm going to give you kind of the list of people who are participating in some capacity. And then, of course, they say, you know, grab your best friends, your favorite date, even your kids, your mom and dad, or come solo. We're here
Grandpa.
We're here to help you check off that holiday shopping list.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different variety of folks, all kind of offering different things. So Foster's Fine Jewelry is participating, Switchback Consignment, Sunapee E-Bikes, Little Brother Burgers, The Creation Place, Alley Oops, Pizza Chef, Grounds, Kay's Candy, Bark and Bath, The Elms, Free Agent Fitness, Artisans, Blue Loon Bakery, Morgan Hill Bookstore, Peter Christian's Tavern, Be Pretty Makeup, True You Electrology, Mind, Body, and Soul Healing. So there's kind of a variety of businesses participating. For the restaurant participants for the particular program, so Little Brother Burgers, Pizza Chef, Grounds, The Elms, Blue Loon Bakery, Peter Christian's. So they, obviously, you're not really shopping there. Those are places that you're actually going to dine.
Right.
So they are all contributing in some capacity. If you bring your receipt, so say you shop at Artisans, right, or you shop at Alley Oops. If you bring your receipt to one of those places and show them that your receipt that you shopped that day at one of the participating businesses, then they'll give you 10% off of your order.
Oh, nice.
That's what Little Brothers is doing. Little Brothers Burgers is doing, for example. Some other places might be doing something different. Like they might be doing a free coffee or an appetizer or a dessert or something like that. But there's those kinds of promos. And you just want to make sure you keep your receipts from where you shop during the day.
Makes sense.
So a lot of different things going on there. It's pretty exciting. I love when, you know, businesses kind of get really excited about the holiday season and they extend their hours. I mean, I would love to see like a midnight merriment happen around here.
I know.
Concord has that every year. Businesses stay open till midnight. I mean, I know that I'm kind of an anomaly, I guess. But I feel like there are more of us who would be more apt to stay out till 9 or 10.
Especially, I feel like the college kids are gone for all of Frank is.
Yeah, but I don't think they would be doing all of that much shopping.
True.
But I definitely feel as though there was would still be parents who
well,
would
then
come
you could
out
also,
and do like,
I mean,
the 9,
I'm sure
thing.
You could also get other communities to drive over too.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's a lot of opportunity. Yeah. I just feel like there's a lot of opportunity.
I think,
really,
yeah, I feel like
to
it's
go
just,
off of
yeah.
it. But yeah, so they're excited about it. It's going to be four Thursdays. Thursday nights, holiday shop and dine, November 30th, December 7th, December 14th, and December 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Lots of different participating businesses. Actually, I believe in the shopper this week, you'll have an ad, like a full page that shows you all of the different logos of participating folks, which is great. So you can kind of cut that out or you can hold on to it. And honestly, like, you know, the whole purpose of this show and the whole purpose of our, a chamber of commerce in general is to support these local businesses and to make sure people are knowing the importance of shopping and spending their dollars locally. And this is definitely part of that whole process. Spending dollars local is crazy, crazy important. It keeps all of these businesses open, keeps all of their employees employed, keeps product here, keeps dollars here. All of the reasons to do it are great. So I'm excited that they are starting this conversation and they're moving this up forward. I would love to see more extended hours. I'd love to see, you know, one day where we all just kind of hunker down till 9 or 10 o'clock at night and we're just, you know, doing all the things. But, you know, a girl can dream. We'll see what happens.
Didn't they do that a few years ago?
There have been attempts and there have been like single one-off spin-off things.
I thought there was like a year, like where at least a handful of businesses on Main Street did like at least 9 or 10.
You're probably thinking of Ladies Night.
No.
There was a ladies' night event that was later. I think it was like till 9 or something.
I thought there was like a year where there was like Christmas like shopping and I thought it was like 9 or 10. I thought they had not tried it at least once, but I don't know.
You know, but I think the fact that the businesses on Main Street kind of all came together organically and then they, you know, they said that this is something that they wanted to do was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, so there's quite a few businesses participating. Of course, this kind of ties into a little bit of what we talked about last week on the show is the Tri-Chamber Holiday Shop Local program.
Yep.
So you'll also see an advertisement in this week's shopper, which is a full page ad with a QR code that shows participating businesses. And basically you can get your card, your shop local card punched at these particular places when you spend $5, $10, $25. And then once you get a whole card completed at $100, then you can submit the card to one of your local chamber offices. And then you're entered in to win a really big raffle, you know, all of these different raffle prizes.
Right.
So it's super fun stuff, always kind of promoting this whole shop local concept for the holiday season. So a lot of things going on there. Again, we're just really excited about, you know, the conversation and making sure that people remember that chances are what they're looking for or what's on their lists for the holiday gift giving season pretty much can be purchased right down the street from them.
It really can.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what's important, is to remember that. Mm-hmm. And if it's not right down the street, then think of something like New Hampshire made, right?
Right.
Or
New England made.
Or New England
made. Or U.S. made.
Exactly. Like, yeah, you have a lot of options there. One of the big events that's coming up down in Manchester is the Made in New Hampshire Festival, mm-hmm, or the Made in New Hampshire Expo, which actually isn't called that anymore. It's now called a Very Merry Holiday Expo.
Is there a lot of A's in there?
No. That's just me going,
hey. Oh, I see.
Trying to figure out. Hold on, please. The Very Merry Holiday Gift Festival is the name of it. So that takes place down in Manchester. I usually try to go to that every year, mm-hmm, because it's items that are made in New Hampshire.
Yep.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be right down the street, mm-hmm, from you, but you're still supporting local artists. You're still supporting, you know, Granite State Economy. Like, yeah, you're doing all those things.
Right.
And there's a lot of great options for gift giving. So, mm-hmm, it's really a great opportunity to go down. And that actually takes place in Manchester on December 9th and 10th. So if anyone's interested in that, I think it's like 9 to 4, something like that. It's a pretty much all-day affair.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday the 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That was close.
Mm-hmm.
And then December 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So, and that's at the DoubleTree by Hilton, which is downtown Manchester.
Mm.
So, yeah, so that's a really fun event to go to as well, if you're interested in that.
Yeah.
One day, maybe, you know, I'll get to the place where we can have like a Made in the Lake Sunapee Region Expo, you know what I mean, for the holiday season.
That would be cool.
It would be really cool. Yeah. So one day I'll have something like that, mm-hmm, which would be fun.
There's plenty of makers around here, too. I mean,
yeah,
you could definitely pull it off.
But we just did the Taste of the Lake Sunapee Region event, so.
Right.
I need a little bit more recharging time,
yeah,
before I can, like, mm-hmm, attack it again. Mm-hmm. So. But, I mean, there's nothing to say, you know, it's, like, once you start putting, like, the wheels in motion for some of these events and, like, you do them year after year, mm-hmm, like our Black Fly Open,
right,
the golf tournament, is pretty much, like, it kind of runs by itself at this point.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves to, like, come back into the same, mm-hmm, sponsorship level. And, like, all of the ordering is, like, on cycle. So, like, all of the things just kind of come into place. And there's really little work that I have to do for it.
Yeah.
But it's obviously a fantastic fundraiser for the chamber. But the more that we have these events and the more that I can work on them, the better they become.
Right.
And the less stressful it is, mm-hmm, to organize. Mm-hmm. So after a couple years of this Taste event, like, because I think next year, I think it's really going to take off.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we'll talk about something else, another, and like a fall gift festival or something like that, or, mm-hmm, a gift market. But for now, you know, we'll go with what we've got, mm-hmm, and we'll encourage people to go to all of these other different holiday markets and events.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Yep. So that's our second segment today.
All right, let's take another break and come back with Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations with the Jacksons.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back for our final segment today. we are going to be talking about the 20th annual Starry Starry Weekend, which takes place in Contucook and Hopkinton.
Oh.
So this is an event that has been happening for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things happening, holiday shopping, artisan craft fairs, special events. And it is taking place Friday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you can stroll through Contucook and Hopkinton villages, shop from the local stores and pop-up shops, relish the holiday lights aglow, take in the sounds of joyful holiday music, enjoy the craft cocktail and beer garden, and join us for our magic evening in the park and soak in all of the holiday cheer. Adorable.
Yeah.
So you can discover more at discovertukey.com/ Starry Starry Weekend. So the website is pretty robust.
Uh-huh.
It goes into significant detail about what's happening over the course of the 3-day festival.
All right.
And also the different places that you can shop and things that you can do. And then, of course, the evening of or the calendar of events, if you will, for the days. So it looks as though most of the event and activities are taking place on Saturday, December 2nd from 4 to 8 p.m., which kind of makes sense. It's usually the time that people will do things like this.
Right.
So you can enjoy a craft cocktail or a craft beer in the park with Maeve's Mobile Cocktail Hour. Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mobile beer cart kind of thing.
Yeah.
Savor and warm up with a cup of mac and cheese. Yes, please. Corn chowder, even better.
Mm-hmm.
Or chili in a bread bowl. And a loaded baked potato from Mink Hills Catering.
Okay.
Please, yes, to all of the above.
Yeah, right.
Treat yourself to homemade cake pops, cookies, treats, and more from Sweet Gatherings in the Vintage Candy Cart. Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy a free cup of hot cocoa while taking in the magic of the holidays with Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
5:30 p.m., Santa and Mrs. Claus arrive at the park. Dun-da-da-da! Santa Claus is coming to town. See? We tied it together, folks.
It was all Ashley.
It is. It usually is, actually. They will say hello as they make their way to the gazebo, handing out homemade cookies lovingly made by Witching Hour Provisions.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your letters for Santa as he will be collecting them then.
Oh.
6 p.m. will be the tree lighting in the gazebo. Take your picture with Santa and Mrs. Claus. 7 p.m. will be a reading of the Polar Express.
Mm-hmm.
Walk over to the passenger coach and enjoy a Christmas story. So I love the fact that they do have like the train car and they have that kind of vibe going on, which is pretty cool for something like the Polar Express.
Right.
It totally ties together, which is great. So they have a lot of different sponsors that can help put this event on. So the Economic Development Committee of Hopkinton and Contucook, Merrimack County Savings Bank, Marklin, it says the Mark of Human Hands. I don't know what that is.
Huh.
Interesting. Contucook American Legion, Post 81, and the Lug Nuts, which is so fun of a name. And then this comes from Discover Contucook, which is a kind of a destination marketing organization for that region, which is cool. Yeah, so they have all of these different shops. So we're going to kind of go into a little bit of detail here. Now, on our show, Indigo Blues & Co. is one of the kind of organizers of this, but also one of the places listed where you can shop.
Yep.
And they're a supporter of this particular show here, Day Trip Destinations, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just recently become a chamber member as well.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. So some of the other things that you can do over the course of this 3-day festival, the Contucook Railroad Museum, which we were talking about just a second ago, and the Hopkinton Town Library are both open and having special events going on.
Mm-hmm.
So people can kind of explore both of those spaces. And then when it comes to where to shop, now there's a lot of options, which is kind of fun. So I haven't really explored that region very much.
Like Contucook, Hopkinton? Yeah.
So I haven't really experienced the Contucook, Hopkinton area all that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a little bit guilty. I need to start doing that. So this could be a good opportunity for me to kind of explore.
Mm-hmm.
So I might go Sunday the 3rd, if time allows. But anyways, so buckle up.
Okay.
So here are some of the places that you can go to shop over this three-day festival, and any other time, because these are shops that are open throughout the course of the year.
Yeah.
So one of them is called Barrel and Basket.
Mm-hmm.
Stop in for our special star-studded breakfast and lunch menu. Hopkinton personalities' favorite sandwich. Gifts, groceries, craft beer, and wine. All options at Barrel and Basket.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas at the Depot. So the Artisan Craft Show transforms the Railroad Museum into a local artisan holiday-themed pop-up shop with gifts for everyone on your list from Friday 10 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 4. Contoocook Artisans. So this is at the American Legion Post 81. Since 1978, we offer fine arts and crafts from over 30 juried members, ornaments, holiday gifts, home decor, and more. Contoocook Quilt Works. Stop in for our one-of-a-kind quilted throws, pillows, table runners, placemats, pot holders, and more. Perfect for gift-giving. Buy a raffle ticket to win a Starry Starry quilt. So that's another thing that's cool about these kinds of events is a lot of these businesses will do individual raffles.
Nice.
So a lot of times, like, it's one huge raffle at the end of the weekend, mm-hmm. but you have multiple times to enter little raffles, which nice. Is kind of
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And sometimes, too, depending on the business and the fair, festival, whatever, they might do, like, goodie bags.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like if you come in and spend X amount of dollars, you might get an additional something.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, too. They have the Der Market at Markland, which is enjoy unique holiday shopping, explore multiple rooms of locally made and globally sourced gifts, including our local honey and candles. Fiber Arts Ladies, so find us in the community room of the Hopkinton Town Library. We will also have a craft table for children to create their own yarn masterpieces. Hashtag Art Studio, for unique artwork from Creative Palette by Marianne, Goods and Gatherings, The Price of Doodles by Stacey Price, Baskets and More from Carpets by Carrie. Hopkinton Historical Society, join us for a two-day pop-up sale of locally made items by Abenaki and Friends, including baskets, pottery, wood, leather, and textile items. Indigo Booze and Co.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find clothes, jewelry, and accessories that not only make you look good, but make you feel good too.
Mm-hmm.
Maple Street Mercantile. I'm really excited to go visit this place.
Yeah.
Shop holiday gifts for all that are on your list. Find stocking stuffers, decorations, homewares, candles, cocktail mixes, and more. Enjoy delicious baked goods and coffee in our new bakery.
Mm.
Memory mats and word art. Pop-up shop selling handmade wood, photo mats, and signs for your wall. Variety of ready-made gifts and decor, as well as the ability to order custom items.
Mm-hmm.
The Rue Baker's Pet Supply. Your trusted source for all your pet needs, high-quality pet food, treats, toys, grooming essentials, and more for your dog, cat, and furry friends. The Wright House, Carolyn and Ken Wright welcome all to their home. There will be needle-felted art and ornaments and turned wood boxes and bowls and tree ornaments. Two Villages Art Society. So discover unique handmade gifts created by dozens of local artists at our gallery's annual winter members exhibit and sale. Vintage furnishings, antiques, mid-century modern, jewelry, original art, carved wood, old rusty metal, art pottery, memorabilia, and original gifts for you and your friends. The United Methodist Church is doing their 16th annual cookie walk with over 50 varieties of cookies. That's a lot of cookies.
That is a lot of cookies.
Holiday pantry, a unique jewelry table, Christmas revisited treasures, and homemade crafts. And then Witching Hour Provisions, discover eco-friendly essentials and freshly roasted coffee in compostable bags, sustainable, affordable, and curated products for your eco-conscious lifestyle. I need a drink. That was a lot. So those are all of the different shops and stores and opportunities to experience over the three-day market time frame.
Nice.
So
that's a lot.
Starry Starry Weekend is their 20th annual. Again, they've been doing this for quite some time. And I've heard about it for maybe 3-4 years, mm-hmm. something like that. But I just haven't been able to go.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that the entire community comes out for, which is what I love.
Yeah.
I love when all of the businesses are on the same page. Everybody can open up at the same time. Everybody kind of offers something special. And then the community really rallies around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that this is the 20th annual festival of this kind means that it's successful and people are really enjoying it and people are using it for what it's intended for, right? Shopping locally, supporting their small businesses in their community, and it's working, which is great. So I'm excited to go to that. That's Starry Starry Weekend. Again, holiday shopping, artisan craft fairs, special events, Friday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 8, Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can find more information on their Facebook page and their website, discovertukey.com/starrystarryweekend. Woo!
Whoa.
That was a lot of talking.
It's a lot of stuff.
But I'm excited to go, hopefully, and experience a few of those things. Maple Street Mercantile, Indigo Blues & Co., the pet store, the pet bakery, because, you know, I gotta buy Christmas gifts for my little doggy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm excited about that particular event. And hopefully, you know, we can create something similar in our neck of the woods here, you know, that can hopefully take off and be a consistent holiday market or holiday style something every single year, which mm-hmm. would be great. But until then, you know, we have all of our different promotions, you know, the Tri-Chamber Holiday Shop Local program, which definitely 100% hopefully people sign up to do. And it's super simple. You're already buying things. So just go ahead and get those cards stamped and then you could potentially win something else, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, people are donating. People donate jewelry, bird feeders, tools, gift cards, all sorts of crazy stuff. So it's definitely cool to participate in that. And then, you know, those Main Street businesses in New London kind of coming together and doing their Thursday night event.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool too, you know, so that people can have a little bit of extra time. And, you know, it creates a little bit of that camaraderie between the businesses as well, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important when, you know, small businesses kind of rally together. And, you know, we say it, and we've been saying this since COVID, but like a rising tide lifts all ships, right?
Mm-hmm.
That whole concept is super important. So hopefully all of those go well over the next few weeks. And you'll be hearing from me, you know, as the show progresses and, you know, how that's going and how people can still get involved and those kinds of things. But for now, that's what we got.
All right.
Starry, starry weekend.
Cool.
Kentucky and Hopkinton, friends.
Make December, the visit.
December 1, 2, and 3.
There you go. Coming up soon.
Yeah. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep. Well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I'd like to thank our sponsors, which include Northgate Design Build, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Pea Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Indigo Blues & Co., and Eversource. And don't forget, you can listen to our traditional Day Trip Destinations coming up this Friday at 9 with Newstalk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR.